Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron.
Good morning. How you doing, Jason?
Doing well. Coach, a hard-fought loss against the Brunswick High Pirates, a 16-10 loss to the Pirates up at Glenn County Stadium. I guess when you're Camden County, most of the time you go to play to win a football game and you don't really play for moral victories. With that being said, Coach, I felt like our kids really responded well coming off the Columbia loss. I felt like there was a lot of physicality, toughness, perseverance out there for the kids. I felt like they just fought their tails off Friday night.
Well, Jason, I certainly would agree with you. You know, I told our parents and kids on our communication board that we have that, you know, there's bad losses like Columbia, and there's good losses like Brunswick. And, you know, I never used to think there was a good loss, but I certainly felt like after the other night that, you know, we made progress in a lot of areas. You know, now don't get me wrong, we've still got a lot of areas to improve in. But, you know, for people that weren't there, you know, for people that just, you know, see the score or whatever, they probably gonna look and say, well, Camden lost again. You know, but I think people that were there that know anything about football, the people that certainly were in our locker room after the game, could certainly see a difference in our team. And it was a positive difference. Our kids after the game were distraught. They were so emotional. And, you know, we saw a little of that last year, you know, with certain individual kids or whatever, but it was dang near the whole team this week. And, you know, I told them, I said, guys, you know, I hate to have to see you in this shape. I hate to see you be this disappointed and this torn up. I said, but it also does my heart some good to see that there's this many of you that actually care. And it's kind of the first time since I've been back that I actually felt like the majority team did care. And I think that's something we can build on.
Coach, the first series of the game, in my opinion, I think the most important play of the game occurred right there in the first series. We get the ball, and offensively we don't move it, and we go to punt the ball away, and we drop the punt and give them the ball with great scoring position, and they punch it in for 7 points. And it stayed that way for a good long while, you know, with them having that touchdown hold up. The defense played outstanding all night long. Can you comment on how well they played?
Well, they did. I mean, we certainly put them in a bad spot right off the get-go. And, you know, our punter dropped the snap, as you said, and, you know, he felt as bad as anybody in the world. But we would have never been in that situation had we not missed a key block on the kickoff return. You know, we didn't block a kid that we were supposed to on the kickoff return. We get tackled inside the 15-yard line, I guess, which, you know, caused us to be more careful with what we were calling offensively. You know, and then we dropped the punt snap. And, you know, not to mention the fact they had 12 men on the field when we did it. That made it even worse when we got back and looked at the film. But, you know, as I told our coaches, I said, we can't be mad at the officials. You know, we didn't catch it either until we looked at the film. But, you know, they had 11-man rush coming at us, and you know, he dropped a snap. He didn't do it on purpose, and, you know, it didn't cost us a game. It's one play. But certainly, it's 2 weeks in a row that we have made a critical error early. You know, we gave up an 85-yard touchdown run to Columbia, and, you know, giving the ball on the 1-yard line to Brunswick, You know, and before everybody's sitting in their seats, good, we're down 7-0. And you know, it's the last thing you want to happen with a young football team. But we responded much better this week to that than we did the week before, and I think that's a positive. But, you know, we gotta quit doing that at the beginning of the games. But, you know, defensively from that point on, we played really well, you know, until we took the lead. And some I don't know, if, you know, we relaxed when we took the lead there a little bit, but we had let them have a pretty good drive, then rose up and held them to a field goal. And then on the next possession, I think, you know, they made a good play call, good run, and the kid gets a long run on us to give them back the lead. So, you know, again, defense can play better. They played better than they did the first week, but they can still play better. And, you know, same could be said with our offense.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, before we took the lead there at the half, they get the ball deep in our territory, and we make a stand. You know, first and goal, second goal, third and goal, fourth and goal. They don't score. I believe then we get the ball back and got some time on the clock, probably just trying to run out to the half, and then we fumble it and give them a couple more chances. And through all of that, they come away with nothing.
Yeah. 20 seconds. Yeah. We got the ball back with 20 seconds. And, you know, one of my coaches said, are we going to take a knee? And you know, my response was, what kind of message would that send to our kids? You know, we're behind. You know, and we won't do anything stupid, but we're not going to take a knee. And so we called a play wanting to see how they would align to a certain formation, wanting to see how they were defending this play, you know, for a second half call. And, you know, I even told Jaden, our fullback, you know, when he went out there, I said, Jaden, keep both hands on the ball, don't take no chances here. And Jaden had a great game, and he really did. You know, and he kept both hands on the ball until he broke free in the secondary and he thought he was going to score. And then, you know, they hit him from the side dead on the ball and he fumbled. You know, those things happen. But there is absolutely nothing I would do different in that situation because I think, you know, if you just take a knee, you know, you're telling your team you're okay. You know, with that, you're telling, you know, Brunswick that, you know, hey, it's okay. We're behind 7-0. Y'all going to take a knee. I wasn't going to run anything crazy, but I certainly wasn't going to just say we're going to run up the white flag here before halftime either.
Coach, you talked about, before we get into the second half, you talked about how well Jaden Daly played. And one thing I have noticed with him this year to last year, how much stronger he is running the football, how much more physical he is. Have you noticed? Can you talk to that as well?
Well, he's one of our strongest guys in the weight room. I mean, he works extremely hard, and yes, I mean he's, you know, he's built low to the ground. He's got extremely powerful legs and upper body, and he's tough to tackle. I mean, he, you know, our guys don't like tackling him in practice, and you know he's tough for our opponents to tackle.
All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. 2 locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, we come out in the second half, and I felt like in the second half, not that we didn't play well in the first, but in the second half, I felt like we played extremely, extremely well. And if there's a thing that Camden County football looks like, the second half probably would have been it.
I certainly hope, you know, it certainly felt more like what I remember. We got the ball back with a little over 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter and, had a really long drive and you know, was a punishing physical drive like we used to be able to do. And, everything was going well. In hindsight, we had a couple of home run shots that we probably could have taken. But quite honestly, my reasoning with the offensive staff was, we're moving the ball. I don't want to give it back to Brunswick. So I want to keep it, and I want to run the clock out, and we'll score. And, there wasn't any reason for me to think that we wouldn't, because of the way we were moving the ball down the field. But we got down on the goal line, and I think we had a first and goal from the 6 and maybe second and goal from the 4 or something like that. And on the second down play call, I think Brunswick called a timeout, which was probably bad for us because we got over there as a staff and we started thinking that, we maybe outfought ourselves. And we called a play that was, got suggested to me there during the timeout. And it was a great suggestion. Our whole staff was in on it, and it was a great suggestion. It was a great play call. But we hadn't worked it out of that particular formation that week. And when we lined up and Brunswick didn't line up exactly like we were supposed to, we were trying to check it to something else. And, it's hard to communicate when your quarterback's down on the goal line and, you're – back up on the there, and so we didn't get it checked, and we ran the play against a defense that we really didn't expect. We didn't execute it well, and we wound up losing about 8 yards on a run play. Who would have thought that? But so now we're third in a bunch, and I thought we had a really good third down call, but their kid made a great play on the ball, and then on fourth down, we had timeout, I guess, and we had called a play there that we felt like would be a home run for us. We felt like it. I told the kids at halftime, I said, this one's a touchdown here when we call it. Just be prepared. But in hindsight, again, when you're fourth down and fourth and goal from the 13, 14-yard line, whatever it is, defenses are going to defend you a little bit differently. But, we still had 2 guys open. And, Mason did a great job. Everything was going according to plan. And then that big old 6'4", 6'5", defensive end they had jumped up, knocked the ball down. So, an inch or two here or there and his hand don't get on it, we win the game. But it did, and that made it even more frustrating.
I'm glad you brought up the fourth down call because I specifically wanted to mention that. What a great call that it was. Sitting up from the booth, and watching the thing progress, and like you said, we had 2 guys open. And when the ball left Mason's hands, I was getting ready to call the touchdown. That's how good of a play call it was.
Well, you know, it gave him an option to run or pass, and we had, you know, multiple receivers there. I mean, it did everything we wanted it to do, except for the fact that, you know, the kid on Brunswick made a great defensive play. And, you know, when he rolled out, the coaches on the sideline, you know, I heard one of them say, well, this one's open, and, you know, then the next thing you know, the ball got batted away. But, you know, those are the types of things that, you know, we've got to start making happen instead of hope they happen, and we will. Each time we get put in that situation, hopefully we learn a little bit more from it for the next time.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Brunswick's got, I think it's 6 Division I kids on their roster. They'll probably end up with more than that when all is said and done. We turned the ball over 3 times. They made a goal line stand at the end of the football game. And yet, with all of that being said, we were in position to win a football game, and it came down to a defensive end making a great play to keep us out of the end zone. I got to feel good about that effort.
Well, you know, we knew Brunswick was going to have a good football team. I mean, they were 11-2 last year. They had a lot of kids back, you know, and certainly coming off the way we played last week and with an inexperienced team and the way the game started for us, for us to be in a position to win at the end. I do think that's a positive. And I know that our kids, like I said, you know, to the average fan that wasn't at the game, they're going to look at that and say, Camden lost again. But for those of us that were there, that were in the locker room, that were on the sidelines, I think we know better than that. And, I guess Vince Lombardi used to say sometimes, we didn't lose, we ran out of time. And there's things certainly we would like to do over. There's plays all through the game that we could have made that would have made a difference, certainly. But, again, the fight was better. The character, the will to win, all those things that I truly believe make you a successful football team and program. We took a step forward Friday night.
Right before when Brunswick gets the ball back, an interesting dynamic developed there at the end where Brunswick had not practiced taking the victory formation under center, so they decided to do it out of the shotgun. First down, they down the ball. Second down, they down the ball. And on third down, they're out of real estate, and they got to get the ball out of the end zone. Talk a little bit about what your mindset was with that, what you said to the kids. Because the kid made a great play to get out of the end zone because we hit him in the end zone.
We did. And, our defense, when we got stopped on fourth down, there was 20 seconds to go, but we got a timeout, and Brunswick helped us. They called a timeout too, there to try to discuss what to do. But, our defensive kids, a couple of them had their heads hung low, and it really upset me because I said, look, they're backed up here snapping the ball into the end zone. A lot of things can go wrong, and it almost did. I mean, we had a chance there that if the kid on that last play, he had to make a diving lunge, and we made a good tackle on him, and he just barely got the ball out of the end zone. And, hey, if we get a safety there, now we're get a chance to run the kick back and have another play maybe offensively. So, again, it was a good sign that our kids didn't give up in that situation.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture.
Luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like. Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, before we jump into what to look at for the Glen Academy Red Terriers, who are coming down to Chris Gilman to play us this week, I just want to say, just to kind of wrap up what we were talking about last segment about how well the kids played, and you know, I said to you that to me that's kind of what Camden County football looked like in the second half of that football game. I got a really good sense in that second half that I think the kids kind of maybe a light bulb went off, and I don't think that we're going to lose another game the rest of the season. I think that we are going to go on a little bit of a run here, and I'm excited about the way we played.
Well, Jason, I am too, and I certainly appreciate your optimism, you know, and you know, that's the mindset we've got to take. And you know, our kids, you know, it's hard for them because, you know, and this is when we had our Sunday meeting, you know, I told them, I mean, you know, Friday night, we're in that locker room and all that emotion and all that heartfelt hurt that we were experiencing and all the bonding that was going on in that locker room after that game. That was great. It's what we needed. It showed everybody that it was important to us and all that. But then the reality goes in that on Saturday and Sunday and Monday at school that, you know, they're hearing it from their friends, they're hearing it from their parents, they're reading stuff on social media that, you know, y'all got beat again. And, you know, so it's hard for them to maintain that optimism. It's hard for them to remember all those good things when people are telling them, you know, well, y'all got beat again, you know, you're not going to win a game, all this stuff. So it's my challenge as a coach and our staff's challenge, and, you know, is we've got to keep these kids believing in what they're doing because I know it's right. I know we're on the right path, and I know we're going to get there. Now, are we going to get there as fast as everybody in the community wants or everybody on social media wants? No, we're not. You know, we're already not, you know, to that point. Mm-hmm. And even if we were, you know, if we were 2-0, there would be people that were saying we hadn't played anybody, we hadn't done this, whatever. But I know the truth. We have a really young football team. We started 21 underclassmen. We start 21 new starters. And we have played two really good football teams who both had good playoff runs last year, had everybody back, and will do the same this year. And, it's not like we lost any slouches. And our young football team has made mistakes early to get us behind. But yet we're learning from it. So, you know, I'm extremely optimistic myself. But, you know, we've got to try to keep our kids believing in that and keep them moving forward. And that's tough in this day and time. You know, in the old days, you didn't have to worry about what people were saying about you on the, you know, all the social media platforms. But our kids read it. They hear it. They and it affects them, unfortunately. And so, you know, my charge to our fan base was, man, you know, don't give up on us yet, you know, and we're doing everything in our power to make it right. We're doing everything in our power to get back to where we used to be, and, you know, again, being negative, whether that's coming from anywhere, it doesn't help. And our kids, unfortunately, they hear it from people, and then we have to go back out there and fight that too, you know, not just our opponents, but sometimes our own fans, we had to fight that negativity. And, you know, again, it's frustrating because, you know, we want them to believe just like our kids do, just like our coaches do. And we do have a lot of people that believe in us. And we're going to get it fixed. And when we do, it still won't please a lot of people, but we will get it fixed. And we took a step forward Friday night. I think those people that want to believe in the positives about our program saw that. Those people that are naysayers, You know, all they saw was we got beat. So, you know, our kids thankfully saw that we're getting better, and that's all that matters to me.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Heron of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, you mentioned about, you know, we haven't played any slouches. Here come the Glen Academy Red Terriers, no slouch themselves. Very well coached, physical football team. They love to run the football. Rocky Hidalgo, of course, their coach, believes in playing defense and running the ball. They do have a quarterback that can throw it, and Tyler Devlin. They've got a couple receivers they throw it to, pretty decent running back. Have you taken a look at them yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're again, Rocky has always done a really good job. They have a good plan on offense. They put a lot of pressure on you. But he does like to run the ball. He likes to run right at you. But now he's got a receiver this year that will probably play in the NFL. And, you know, they like to take shots with him, and he's hard to cover. And then they've got, you know, the Peacock kid is a running back who's an exceptional athlete, and they play a couple other kids there too. And the quarterback is a really good athlete. You know, we played against him last year, so we saw that firsthand. And, you know, with Rocky, you never know what you're going to get. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He does several different things on offense. He, you know, typically starts with option stuff, and then he'll get in a wildcat and just, you know, just snap it directly to the Peacock kid and just try to out-muscle you. So, you know, you kind of got to be ready for everything with him. And, you know, then in the kicking game, he's, you know, I told him this morning, we had talked, and I told him, I said, there's probably not another kid, not another coach in the state of Georgia or the United States that would have called the fake extra point that he did in overtime against Statesboro to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great call. So, you know, you have to be sharp in all areas. They're well coached on defense, as always. They're very physical on defense, and they just don't give you anything on defense. So we got our hands full. You know, we'd have our hands full if we were 2-0 and everybody's telling us how great we were. You know, we're 0-2 and everybody's telling us how bad we are. So we really got our hands full this week.
And the funny thing, if I may, the funny thing I see about this is they're 2-0 versus us being 0-2, and we're a way better football team than an 0-2 team. And I don't know they're as good as what some other 2-0 teams are either. I'm not taking anything away from them because they're a very, very good football team. I just think that them being 2-0 and us being 0-2 isn't going to be conducive to what the game's going to look like. I think it's going to be a really tough, hard-fought football game.
Well, I know that you know, Rocky's kids are going to play hard. They're going to play well. You know, the thing that impressed me about Statesboro, they were down 14 points like three different times and came back and got it into overtime and then won it in overtime. So you know they're going to fight and they're going to call. And, you know, he's told me that, you know, he had some character issues that he had to deal with and had to get rid of some kids. And it seems like since then those kids are playing, the kids that are left are playing a whole lot better. And you know, we've experienced a little bit of that ourselves. You know, when you start out 0-2, certainly those things happen a little bit more. But, you know, again, he'll have his kids ready to play. They'll play really well, and we've got to match that. And, you know, I certainly still believe in our kids, and I believe we will.
Well, Coach, to wrap things up, I just want to say, you know, yes, we've gotten off to an 0-2 start, and you know, I've heard some folks as well, you know, kind of be down on the program, and this is what I want to say to those guys. We're 0-2 now, but you better get on the boat because come December we'll still be playing, and I'd love to see what you got to say then.
I'll leave that to you, Jason. I'm off social media, man, so it don't matter to me no more.
Thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop for Coach Heron, signing off.